I always knew I wanted to be in LA. My family would vacation down here once a year or so and go to Disneyland, and this is where I knew I wanted to live. I wanted to live where it was sunny and where things were going on and not someplace boring and wet and yucky. I was interested in coming up here mainly because it's a kind of an LA Hollywood landmark, still one of the cool ones that are left. You know, you can't go to the Brown Derby anymore or anything like that. So I was really excited to come here and see the parties, and I thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And then probably like a year after the first time I came up here, I let him know I was interested, and I moved in like 2 days later. So it was pretty fast. This is going to be hard for me to articulate. I don't think it's that I ever realized I was beautiful. I think it's that I realized that I was ambitious enough to recognize what was beautiful and change myself into that person. Because it takes effort to be beautiful, whether it's getting your hair done or getting surgery or whatever. And I knew that if I wanted to be beautiful, I could. Well, you go out in public and people want to ask you the same six questions. Do you really sleep with him? How many girls live there? How much do you get paid? And I'm just, or how did you get this job? And I'm like, it's not a job. So like, when I go out, I'm not like wearing my big bunny necklace or, you know, saying, oh, look at me, I live at the Playboy Mansion like some girls do. I just want to be a normal person. I don't want to get asked a million stupid questions. You know, I don't go out on the street to talk to Howard Stern. If I want to go on Howard Stern, I go on Howard Stern, and I haven't, so get a clue. I just want to have a degree because people assume I'm dumb, so I figure I should probably have a degree. The only thing I regret is not finishing my college degree earlier, so I didn't have, you know, I wish I had that under the bag and wasn't still working on it, but I think it's more of a downside to being with Hef, is people think I'm just some gold digger who's here because I want to be a playmate or something, and they always want to know, oh, what are you going to do after? When are you leaving? How much do you get paid? And it's just like, God, you know, my whole life revolves around Hef and this, and so it's so irritating to be asked a question like that, you know? Because those people don't know me. I do feel comfortable having cameras follow me around. The one thing I'm worried about, and I was talking to Mary about this, is the girls get along so great right now, and that hasn't always been the case. I'm just scared it'll turn into a competitive thing, and it'll be like, somebody wants to be in front of the camera, so they're going to act obnoxious, and they're not going to be themselves, and that's just not cool to me.